Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
So you want to dive into soil a little bit here. Yeah. We've got four ways to get it going, but you really got to talk about soil for a few minutes because you've got to get that soil temperature up.
Yeah.
It's the only way you're going to get things growing and sprouting is to get the soil temperature up.
So when do you know when you can even start thinking about planting out in your garden?
Well, the snow needs to be gone, for one.
Yes.
If you're in an area that gets a lot of mud, it needs to not be, you need to dry out enough that you can get out there. You don't want to be tromping around on your soil in the mud. Mm-hmm. So you need that friable soil, that workable soil.
So friable is a term that you're going to run into often in garden planning material, and that refers to garden soil that will hold together in a ball when you squeeze it, but you can crumble apart into your hand. And what that means is it is dry enough to start working without causing collateral damage in your garden. If you get out there and you work in your garden when it's too muddy or too wet, you're actually going to cause problems for your entire gardening season, not just for that moment.
Right. Yeah. So essentially, it just needs to be not too cold and not too muddy. Right. And but you can help that process along. If you've got mud, you just got to let the water dissipate. There's not a lot you can do with that other than you can create systems to drain off some of the water so that it does dry out faster. Otherwise, you've just got to let it dry out. But when it comes to the cold, you can create some systems to melt the snow faster and bring the soil temperature up. And you need that soil temperature up in a good range. And we didn't really have that in the notes, but do you want to talk about that?
Sure, yeah,
just
absolutely.
Soil temperature. Things can germinate. Spinach and a few crops will germinate as low as 35 degrees. Doesn't mean they're going to grow well, but they'll germinate. And some things like all the way up to 85, 90 degrees that they do best in. And so while we can't work towards those, we want a general average of about 65 to 75 degrees is the real happy medium. That's your target. You can still plant things earlier, and we'll get into that in a minute, but that's kind of an average soil temp that works well across the board.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you are looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.